is a big deal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will join leaders of the Group of Seven in Hiroshima, Japan, as the most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia.
In Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Over the weekend, the leaders will turn their focus on China, seeking to reduce dependency in critical supply chains and counter what they call Beijing's economic coercion. G7 leaders pledged their commitment to achieving a world without nuclear weapons, calling out Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran to cease their nuclear activities. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
A debt limit talks broke up late.
FBI officials repeatedly violated
the Capitol shortly after resuming another sudden turn of events in negotiations to avoid a potentially catastrophic government default that had come to an abrupt standstill earlier in the day when Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said it's time to pause negotiations and the White House acknowledged that there are some serious differences. President Joe Biden's administration is reaching for a deal with Republicans led by McCarthy as the nation faces a deadline as soon as June 1st to raise the country's borrowing limit, now at $31 trillion, to keep paying the nation's bills and avoid a default that would send shockwaves through the global economy. Republicans are insisting on steep spending cuts while Biden's team has tried to limit their impact. This is VOA News. Latino migrants crossing the Rio Grande, dividing Mexico from the U.S., has been a common sight. But as VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains, lately there have been Chinese migrant crossings that were once less common.
Many Chinese migrants take similar routes, flying from China to Turkey and then to Ecuador because of its relatively loose visa policy. From there, they travel by foot and bus through South and Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border, some paying a guide or asking for directions along the way. The Chinese embassy wrote to VOA saying the Chinese government has always opposed illegal immigration and adopted various measures to stop illegal exits. Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley says about a month ago, some 100 Chinese migrants a day were arriving here at this Texas shelter.
Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports another death linked to eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant bacteria. Details from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Four people have died, 81 people have been infected, and 14 people have lost their vision. Cases have been reported in 18 states. The bacteria driving it, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, is resistant to standard antibiotics. CDC investigators say most of the patients had used certain brands of eye drops, and products from EzraCare and Delsym Pharma were recalled in February. After the recall, health inspectors visited the plant in India that made the eye drops and found problems with how the drops were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. The CDC also said four people needed surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
The official death toll from the powerful cyclone that struck Myanmar has burgeoned to at least 145. Including 117 members of the Muslim Rohingya minority. The accounting of casualties from the cyclone has been slow, in part due to communication difficulties in the affected areas and the military government's tight control over information. The military government has said that the unofficial death toll surpassing 400 are false, but in the absence of independent confirmation, uncertainty remains about the actual extent of casualties and destruction. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.